Here are the stories we're covering this week in the Category5.tv newsroom. A universal translator has found its way to a megaphone. The latest ranking of the world's fastest supercomputers is out, and Linux owns it once more. A $2,500 Dell gaming laptop for just $33? Yes, please. A couple big retailers in the U.S. have been caught using illicit social engineering tactics in their computer service department. And Pigsfly and Microsoft has joined the Linux Foundation. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Now here's another great way you can support the shows you love from the Category5.tv network by shopping at GearBest.
That's right, Jeff. Cat5.tv/GearBest. It's an online store for the geek streak in you.
Or the loved ones.
Well, of course. I mean, especially your loved ones, right? Because Cat5.tv/GearBest, quite frankly, has all of the greatest tech gifts that you could ever hope for at rock-bottom prices.
Do they have cell phones?
You betcha. Cat5.tv/GearBest has a wide assortment of unlocked Android cell phones and tablets.
What about consumer electronics? Those make a great gift.
Absolutely. From high-tech watches to action cameras, headphones, even virtual reality headsets. Cat5.tv/GearBest has you covered. They literally have it all, Jeff. Literally.
Really?
It's like a superstore right from the comfort of your own chair at your computer through the interweb.
Yeah, there's no way they have it all.
It's true.
It's just a bunch of random electronics.
Test me.
What about clothes?
Yep. Both men and women, fashionable apparel at rock-bottom super-duper prices.
Kind of like this?
Well, look at this coat. What do you think? It's a slimming mock leather jacket.
I love it.
It's available for less than $30 plus free shipping at cat5.tv/gearbest.
All right. You kind of got me there.
Wow. Any other questions for me, Jeff?
Now that the winter has passed, flying season, do they have any good deals on, say, drone copters?
Oh, my goodness. Well, check this out. Dude, they have everything. Check out over 500 various drones. And not only that, they're available marked down by about 30 to up to 63% off the regular price.
Love it. What's the website again?
Well, you're going to find GearBest on our partners' pages for any of your favorite Category 5 TV shows, like New Every Day, Category 5 Technology TV, The Pixel Shadow. But of course, if you want to shop absolutely right now and you want to go straight to the site, all you have to do is visit cat5.tv/GearBest.
See, that's easy. Cat5.tv/GearBest.
That's right. Happy shopping.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories for the week of November 23rd, 2016. As Japanese tourism grows, businesses struggle to bridge the language divide between international visitors and locals. Panasonic, however, may have a solution, a multilingual loudspeaker. The Mega Honyaku, an amalgamation of megaphone, or megahon, and translation, which is Honyaku, automatically translates Japanese into English, Chinese, and Korean. Simply speak into the microphone and the machine listens and analyzes the sentence structure and transcribes the words. Using the integrated touchscreen, pressing the respective dialect buttons outputs your sentences into one of three available languages.
So cool.
Very cool. Aimed at corporate consumers, including train stations and airports, the amplifier could prove very useful in crowded locations and tourist destinations where information is dispensed to groups who may all speak different languages. The megaphone is expected for launch in December 20th on sale for less than 20,000 yen or $183 per month on a three-year contract, which includes future updates and maintenance. It does seem steep, in my opinion, for only four languages. It is amazing. Kind of reminds me of the Tower of Babel, however. It does seem amazing in that all of a sudden, in real time, you can get a translation that is broadcast loudly for groups of people. However, it bothers me that there's only a couple of languages.
You know what, though? What we're finding is, I mean, this is new.
Okay? This is new.
And Google, for example, has, through their artificial intelligence learning engine, the machine that learns language, has learned not only to translate other languages without being taught, but has also created its own language that is meant to be a universal language, because it has found correlations between all the different languages and said, here's a language for the masses. And so this being a cloud-driven device, I would expect, because you're paying a monthly service fee, so it must be connected. It must be tied into some kind of mega computer that can learn and evolve, if you will.
So perhaps
so four languages now? Google Translate was at one point a very poor system.
Right.
Now it is translating into languages that it was never taught to translate into through artificial intelligence.
Right.
See, there's two things I have to wonder about this. One, if you yell louder into the mic, does it amplify the voice that much more? And second, is it going to run into the same issues that Siri had with certain accents? For instance,
sure.
When Siri came out on the iPhone, it didn't pick up anybody who was Irish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you remember all those Irish YouTube videos where they're talking to Siri, she's like, I don't understand. Like, is this megaphone designed in such a way that it will, if you have an accent, will it pick it up?
I want to see it in operation in that busy train station.
Right.
Where it's very noisy.
In truth, I mean, three of the four languages are tonal languages. English is the only one that isn't tonal in that situation, I believe.
Right. Right.
So that's an interesting fact. Your story reminds me, my dad visited me once when I was living in Quebec, and he did not speak one iota of French. Quebec is basically French-speaking. He just spoke really loud English and expected at that point everybody would understand.
If I speak loud enough, you will understand me!
I will yell English.
That's how it works. That's how it works. Sasha, I have to bring up, because we live in this amazing time, and so it really is... Do we have Translate on here? Anyone have the Translate app?
I can download it.
You know, to tell you the truth, it's amazing to me in the fact that, like, Canada is super inclusive and we really love all cultures. And if a situation like a Translate app becomes so easily accessible to everyone, it really would help everybody feel more at home. Because I could understand what you're saying without you stressing out too much about learning my language.
Sure. Like, here's Google Translate on my phone. I'm going to just try this. Hello, how are you today? Hello, how are you today?
Bonjour.
And it's useless.
Comment ça va aujourd'hui?
Let's try again. Hello, how are you today? It crashed.
Well then.
But in a split second... That's useless. I hope that the megaphone doesn't crash.
Oh.
Come on, Google. Hello, how are you today?
Did you do it?
Hello, how are you today? Very poorly example, Robbie. Google has attempted to implement this whole universal translator thing, but as you can see, I'm talking... It's detecting my speech, and it's not doing a thing.
Okay, I've got... Hold on.
So it's useless.
Here we go. Hello, how are you doing today?
Are you speaking cat right now?
That's how good it is.
Cat.
Wow.
It learned from cats.
No, I used the human to cat
app. Right.
So, moving along.
Speaking
in other news...
learning computers, you need... What do you need? You need a supercomputer, Sasha.
That's right.
To learn.
The top 500 list shows 498 of 500 of the speediest computers on the planet are running Linux. Linux has long dominated the supercomputer ratings, but now it's getting closer to knocking out all its competition. Other than systems running Linux, there are two Chinese supercomputers running IBM AIX, a Unix variant. This pair, tied at 386 and 387, may not be long on the list. That's because supercomputers are growing ever faster. Systems running faster than one petaflop now occupy the first 117 positions, nearly a quarter of the top 500. Last year, there were only 81. At the bottom of the list, the slowest systems run at 349.3 teraflops. In November 2015, the bottom supercomputer ran at 206.3 teraflops. Analysts at ZDNet believe that 434.8 teraflops, the Unix system probably won't be around for another year, and Linux could completely dominate this list by this time, 2017. Microsoft Windows was bumped off the top 500 1 year ago. My brain can't even wrap around the speed of these computers. Like, I don't even understand what a pentaflop is.
Pentaflop. Like, I love
it. What is a pentaflop?
What is
it? It sounds
a pentaflop?
Like the world's worst dive.
Your computer's only 400 petaflops? Off the list.
Like, that's what would that do? What would that do to, what would you use that for? Would it be for gaming? Is this a gaming thing?
No, data processing. My goodness, Sasha.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine gaming?
I don't know.
Hello. Sorry, what? Sasha. I actually can, and it's going to be very high quality virtual reality.
See?
It's going to be amazing.
See, these things happen.
No, this is used for solving the world's mysteries.
Yeah,
like how to translate?
Finding out how long pi is.
Doing all kinds of mathematical operations that are insane.
So at some point, some computer is going to find the end of pi.
Maybe.
And cure
disease?
There is
no end to pi.
Maybe.
Maybe? And maybe translate into more than three other languages?
Maybe one of those supercomputers is going to be used to run that robot kitchen that emulates Gordon Ramsay and Sasha's mom.
I do not understand why you take such offense to this kitchen that is going to cook your grandmother's lasagna till the end of time. Dell accidentally puts their $2,500 laptops up for just $33, and Mexican officials are forcing them to honor the sales. Mexican officials have ordered Dell computers to honor the sale of laptops that had been mistakenly advertised online for just 679 pesos, which is 27 pounds or $33. The computers normally sell for up to 50,000 pesos, which is 1,990 pounds or $2,500. But because of an apparent software malfunction, only the shipping costs, which was 679 pesos, were included in an advert published earlier this month. When the U.S. company realized the mistake, they promptly canceled the sale and offered refunds, but buyers complained. Some created a Facebook group inviting other buyers to refer the case to Mexico's Federal Consumer Protection Agency, Profeco. Profeco agreed to consider the complaints and said on Thursday, Dell will have to deliver the equipment offered to the customers who received an email confirming the sale before the ad was withdrawn.
Wow.
Yes. The agency also urged the company to improve its customer service mechanisms. Dell later acknowledged it had made a mistake and said it was working with the relevant authorities to rectify it. It is not clear how many computers were sold before the ad was taken down. I really hope, like, a lot of people bought this computer.
What a score!
That's amazing. That's like Black Friday times 10.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, but there's two bits of information in that story that make me question it. One is they say it was a software error, and then at the end they say that they're working with the relevant authorities.
I don't think that Dell is pleased about the decision.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
Once it's out there, okay, there was a woman in the States, I saw this on the news a couple of weeks ago, who won a ridiculous amount of money at a casino, like a stupid amount of money, and the casino authorities came up to her and said, "Oh, I'm sorry, that was an accident. Here, can I buy you lunch?" Right?
No.
You can't.
Yes, you can
say,
buy me lunch.
Oopsie,
on
sorry.
My new boat that you're buying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oopsie, sorry. You're gonna have to pay real price for this computer. No, it's online for $33. I'm buying the computer for $33. Sorry about your luck.
But one thing I need to know: if somebody was in, say, the west coast of Mexico, and it was 5 o'clock, and they got their email confirmation, and then the email from Dell was sent on their server at 3 o'clock, could they
then... Oh, how did this turn to that?
Sorry. I had to pull in a time zone question to get the glare from Sasha.
Okay, but
that's frustratingly difficult for me because I don't understand time zones at all.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to keep up with camera switches here. You guys are back and forth fighting all the time, and I'm like, Jeff, Sasha. Here is the fear that this instills in my heart, in the deepness of my soul. If a company can't, there's two sides to this.
Absolutely.
A company will maliciously post an ad as a door crasher, if you will. This is unbelievable, and it gets you to click on and come onto the site and buy.
Yes.
And then
it's usually like toilet paper or milk.
There you go again. I'm pushing buttons. Yeah, it's usually toilet paper.
When do you buy milk
all of a sudden,
online,
it's
Sasha?
It's 25. You can buy milk through our partner links. And
it's curdled.
So if they can do that, if they do that, then it's dishonest on their part.
Yes.
I don't know that that's what happened here. If it was in fact a software error, where does it end in that a company now feels that we cannot make a mistake? And if we make a mistake, we are going to pay through the teeth for this. And the fear with that for me is that it could be some low-level employee or lower-level employee than the top dog who makes that mistake and now is in a position where, you know, okay, am I going to lose my job over this mistake that just cost the company millions of dollars?
Yes.
Because I accidentally pushed to put this up for $33 and made that mistake. And because the courts have said I have to honor that now. No, it was a mistake. If it was a mistake, if they found that it was malicious advertising, that's a different thing. But where is that line?
Well, but then if that's the case, they can just take the employee to court who maliciously did it. But
if
but
it was malicious.
Right. But it's no different than if you walk into a department store and you purchase product X off the shelf and you see that it's advertised for some stupid discount. And you go up and you check in and you're like, oh, sorry, that's not what it sells on the shelf. So they honor that. How is that any different?
Well,
I like the grocery stores where if you find something for the wrong price, they give it to you for free.
Yeah.
Just putting that
I love
out
that.
There.
In truth, to be honest with you, because things are outsourced to such a degree and things are so inexpensively manufactured off-site and overseas, really, Dell probably isn't getting a loss on this. Their laptops probably cost $33 to make. It's just that they sell them for $1,500.
No, the truth comes out. They actually just accidentally posted the cost rather than the price.
Exactly.
There you have it.
They're pretty much breaking even on this.
Speaking of
but
companies doing...
it's one country, though.
Let's talk about companies doing malicious things in order to gain from their customers.
Office Depot and its sister retailer Office Max have stopped using a technically dubious piece of malware scanning software after two news services caught the stores recommending costly fixes for PC infections that didn't exist. According to an investigation conducted by KIRO TV News, four of six stores in Seattle and Portland, Oregon, claimed that out-of-the-box PCs showed symptoms of malware that required as much as $180 for repairs and protection. The computers, according to the report, had never been connected to the internet and were diagnosed as free of malware by security firm IO Active. A separate TV news team from WFXT in Boston reported on Friday that the same free scanning service Office Max offers similarly misdiagnosed two of three brand new PCs as potentially infected. According to an IO Active security researcher who spoke to KIRO, PC Health Check automatically signals a malware problem when store employees check any of the four boxes indicating a customer has experienced pop-up problems, slow speeds, virus warnings, or random shutdowns. Derek Held, the IO Active researcher, said that when any one of those boxes is checked, malware symptoms is shown in the report.
Whoa.
He says it doesn't matter if anything else was on the report. It was automatic that shows up on the report. KIRO also reported that PC Health Check is sold by Support.com, a company that, along with partner AOL, agreed to pay $8.5 million in 2013 to settle a lawsuit alleging they misrepresented the result of free malware scans and then charged fees to fix the non-existent infections.
These are big companies.
So malicious.
These are big retailers. Come on.
Ridiculous and evil. Why?
And they're basically treating it as though, oh, you know, you've exposed this practice that you're bad for exposing it.
Yeah.
And they're stopping using the software as if they didn't know that this was the case. Hey, Dave, have you ever had your computer go slow? Yeah? You've got malware. Come on, bring it over. I'm going to charge you $180 to fix it for you.
Oh, what? You've never even taken it out of the box?
Oh, it's brand new?
Sorry about your luck. $180. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come
and the thing
now.
Is, people will fall for that because they believe the store has good intention, right? They would assume that an industry like that is honest. I don't like...
You know what? And a lot of times these stores, not even necessarily looking at this particular store, but a lot of times these stores, the staff that work behind the counter at the tech desk aren't technicians.
Right.
They're salespeople. So they have a set... Is your computer slow? Yes. Okay. Perfect. You've got malware. I'm going to run the scan for X number of dollars. So they throw the software in. They run the scan. It comes clean. Just salespeople. Yeah.
All right. Here's great news. This is the best news story of all time. Microsoft has thrown its financial weight behind Linux, the operating system that rivals its own Windows. It is now spending $500,000 or £400,000 to join the Linux Foundation, which promotes the open source OS amongst businesses and developers.
That's also known as the lint between their toes.
Yeah.
$500,000.
It's like nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, but, you know.
I thought you were talking
about
that's
Linux. Good.
No. Linux like between
Linux
their
is
toes.
The lint between their toes. What?
Other platinum members include companies such as Google, Facebook, and Samsung. Microsoft and Linux have not always seen eye to eye. In 2001, then-Microsoft chief executive Steve Ballmer said in a widely reported newspaper interview, "Linux is a cancer that attaches itself to an intellectual property sense to everything it touches." However, the company's priorities have changed over the last 15 years and under its new leader, Satya Nadella. Much of its current focus is on the cloud. In particular, the Azure Online Storage and Data Processing Services it sells to other organizations. As the tech blog ZDNet noted, it's only on the desktop that Microsoft is still omnipresent. Everywhere else, clouds, supercomputers, and servers, it's a Linux world. Microsoft said that it wanted to help developers achieve more and capitalize on the industry's shift towards cloud-first and mobile-first experiences. Jim Zemlin, executive director of the Linux Foundation, said Microsoft has grown and matured in its use and contributions to open-source technology. He goes on to say membership is an important step for Microsoft, but also the open source community at large, which stands to benefit from the company's expanding range of contributions. So Microsoft is saying, you're welcome, Linux. You're welcome. We're joining you.
It seems like the timeline, we've had a timeline of Microsoft tonight. So it starts with Linux is a cancer that everyone who tries it loves and wants. That's essentially how I heard that quote.
Yep.
And then Linux bumped Microsoft completely off the top 500 servers list for the top 500 supercomputers in the world, so that Microsoft for the past year has not even been on that list. And Linux has 498 of the slots.
Just a small mention.
Next along the line in the timeline of Microsoft, Microsoft joins the Linux Foundation with its tail between its legs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hoping to get in on that.
I'm not surprised that this is happening. I mean, if you look at desktops...
It's a good move from Microsoft's standpoint.
Sure, absolutely.
But to me, in my perspective, it's a good move on Microsoft's part.
Yes.
The news tends to spin it that this is a good thing for Linux, which sure, I'm sure there's going to be contributions there. But to me, this is a Linux world now.
Absolutely it is.
Look at the devices that are running the internet.
Sure, but I mean, if you look at the way that Microsoft has changed the way they do things, I mean, they're now handing out software for free, like the desktop software. You can get it free. I mean, it spies the crap out of you, but it's free. But I mean, if you get things like Microsoft Word, it's now no longer you buy the software and you've got it forever. It's a monthly
subscription.
So if Microsoft is realizing, hey, we're losing bucket loads of money to open source software that people can snag for free, we need to find another way around this. And so I've been watching Microsoft for a couple years go to subscription-based services and are walking away from their one-time fee because they know that they're going to get pummeled.
It's true. It's true.
I love Linux. I like my laptop. I have a girl at the office I work at who really loves Microsoft, and it makes me grit my teeth because I think to myself, because she is just...
So naive.
I just think to myself, if only you watched my show just once. Not that it's my show. Sorry, Robbie. Watch my show.
This is entirely the Sasha show. Every time I switch the cameras back to Jeff and I, she's like, give it back.
You switch to Sasha?
I need to get her a switch, a foot switch.
That's right. I need to be able to switch the cameras.
Yes.
Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis. This is my show.